Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
It's a guitar riff from Tommy Two Tones. 867-5309. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and check it out. A lot of stuff there. Thousands and thousands of pieces of content from archives of our show, podcasts, thousands of podcasts, tens of thousands of podcasts, organized for you. In subject matter, by brain trust member, by dates, if you know the date. If it's more recently, you can go back and look at the dates. There are articles, thousands of articles that I've written, almost 20 years of a body of work for me on the articles and my brain trust members too. And of course, you can look for them. You can follow them back to their home and see what they've got going on. There's no other website like it, folks. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And then, of course, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is where you find out more about that book, which is helping people. It's still helping people. This is my greatest accomplishment after my children was that book. I'm telling you, folks, it's really helping people. I encourage you to check it out. But look, here's why I wanted you to know, and I've said this before. If you don't want to buy the book, if you can't buy the book, okay, I get it. Go to the main website and go under Age of the Customer. Look under the link, Age of the Customer. I've developed an entire section, an entire suite around the essence of what's in the book. Now, you got to work a little bit harder to get all the stuff, and it's not all there, but a lot of it is. And that's free because my main goal is first is for you to be successful. And I believe that my ideas on the Age of the Customer, they've been proven to be groundbreaking. Other people are quoting my book in their books still. Even this year, my book's been out 3 years and it's still breaking ground out there. So please check it out. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. There's some things you can learn, some ways of doing business that you're still doing. You probably need to make some adjustments. Okay, so this is a really troubling thing that I need to talk about right now. John McCain. Senator John McCain of Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, is a national hero. If you know the story, his father was an admiral in the Navy. He became an officer in the Navy, a naval aviator, and was flying missions in Vietnam. And I think he was flying an F-4 Wild Weasel. And he got shot down. And it was taken hostage. Taken captive, and was put in a prisoner of war camp with all those guys over there. They were so courageous, and some of them didn't come back. He was given the opportunity to be released early because his father was an admiral. He turned him down. He said, no, I'll go with my men. I'm not leaving. There are men who've been here longer than me. I'm not leaving. Who else among us would be that, who would do that? What kind of courage did it take for that man to do that? And then, of course, he came back and became a senator. And he's not always been predictable. He's been his own man, and I've admired that about him, too. And good for him. Now he's got brain cancer, and the prognosis is not good. And this is why what I'm about to say is troubling for me. I wish him well. I wish him Godspeed. And I've admired him all these years for all the things he's done, for his courage, for his devotion, for his patriotism. But he did something last week that's really troubling. He was the deciding vote that killed the chances of our government to get rid of a cancer that was given to us by the previous administration. The Affordable Care Act, which isn't affordable at all, it's a lie. The title is a lie. Is a blight on our economy. It held our economy back more than anybody can imagine for 6 years, I guess. 6 years. And he's still holding it back. And he, Senator McCain, campaigned on getting rid of it. He told, everybody believed he was going to vote for this last gasp effort. He apparently had voted for the other times that didn't pass because there were other people who wouldn't vote for it. But this was going to be the one that was going to put it over the edge. This was going to lay the cornerstone for reforming Obamacare, for getting rid of it one piece at a time. And at the last minute, in a very theatrical way, he voted against it. He surprised the leadership. He shocked everybody out there. All the people that I know, all of our experts here in the Brain Trust that talk about health care, every one of them were totally shocked that Senator McCain didn't vote. When his name was called, he didn't vote. They went by him, and so then they had to come back at the very end and bring him back in for a vote. He got up on the floor of the Senate, made a long speech, and then did a thumbs down to vote against it. And so Senator McCain, having said all that I've said before, I just got to say I'm extremely disappointed in you, sir. What you've done, you let America down, you let small business, you let millions of small business owners down. You went against what you promised you would do. And I fear that after a lifetime of service, that the last thing that people will remember about you is that you did that you betrayed us with that vote. And that's an ignominy that your life did not deserve. And I just want you to know how disappointed and sorry I am that you did that. But as far as your life and your health, I wish you Godspeed. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.